Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic? Wednesdays at 1:20, mean Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider and host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Outstanding.
Good. Unfortunately, another week of breaking down a Falcons loss. A different type of loss than the previous two, but I wonder from your perspective, what is a trend or some trends that you're seeing over the last couple of weeks when the Falcons have been losing?
Well, I mean, I think there's always your lack of ability to make key plays in key moments. I mean, you did that on the defensive side of the ball with a strip sack, fumble. He almost returned it for the touchdown. But, you know, those little things that we always talk about, learning how to win a football game, it just is. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that goes into being balanced, to being able to be effective, you know, not only in your run game, but your play action game, your run action, you know, like two separate types of the play pass type of stuff, the run pass type of stuff, and being able to execute all that stuff. And that comes with time on task. And frankly, you know, it's hard to do with a young quarterback. So, you know, there's just a lot of little things that they're close and they play hard and they're playing, you know, they're playing pretty well for the most part. It's just the little things that you got to do to clean up to be successful in the end.
Hey, State, they're going over to Berlin this weekend to take on the Colts. What is it about the Colts? I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Daniel Jones, at the beginning of the season when they decided to make him him and Richardson were battling for the starting job, but he's been the guy. But what has been about him that has this team playing as well as they are?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. One, they're a dominant group up front. Like, they're really good offensive line wise, and they run the ball exceptionally well. They protect really well, and in doing that, I think it takes a lot of pressure off of Daniel Jones. The other thing about Shane Steichen, their head coach, as a play caller coordinator, and I've heard this from multiple guys, he really makes it easy for the quarterback. Like, hey, man, this is what we're going to run, and here's who we're putting in conflict. And, you know, basically, if this guy plays low, throw it to the, you know, throw it behind him. If this guy plays up, throw it underneath him. And, like, a lot of, I guess, just simple kind of across the board reads. Hey, this is good against everything. Start here and just go from, you know, just go from left to right or right to left. And because they can protect him and because they can run it so well, all their play action stuff is incredibly successful. I just think that's a recipe for success. And Daniel Jones is, to his credit, a lot of the things he didn't do well, man, he's doing exceptionally well here in Indianapolis.
What did you think about the trade yesterday that they went out and got us? I mean, went all in and pretty much went and got Sauce Gardner.
You know, I like it. I mean, I love their coordinator, Lou Anarumo. Yes. is really good, and he's very multiple. But, you know, the value of getting a guy who can be a shutdown dude on one side of the field and how you can kick your coverage the opposite way and how you can, you know, double team multiple guys away from the one dude that you want to run in lock. So I just, like, it's a big time move by them. I think it's, you know, the trade deadline is really interesting because I think it's just, I think it's a lot of hype, but it's really hard to find a guy that's just going to come into your organization and be a difference maker. And, you know, nobody's trading quarterbacks. And so he's the one guy that I looked at is, hey man, this could be a, you know, even though they're 7-2, this could be the one difference-making deal out there on the table. Like, he's that good a player. So I did think that that was impressive by the Colts.
Did the approach to the trade deadline by any teams surprise you, whether it was a team that's kind of unloading and planning for the future, or a team that decided to sort of go out and take a big swing and tell their roster and their fans they're going all in? Was there any surprises to you yesterday?
I don't ever look at it like, hey, we're going all in, guys. Like, I just, as you know, guys have to assimilate, guys have to fit in. Like, it's a hard thing to do, you know? And so, I mean, like I said, other than Sauce Gardner, is there anybody that's like, is Rashid Shaheed going to change anybody's future? Is Jacoby Myers going to be the guy? Is Quinnen Williams going to come and be one dude in the middle of a Dallas defense that you know, isn't worth a score to piss? I don't think so. I mean, I don't think they're going to, you know, all of a sudden, I don't think defense or Dallas is going to play good defense. so, you know, I think there was one kind of move that you look at and go, wow, that could be a real game changer. But I just don't think that happens in the NFL with, you know, 22 different starters and all the different guys you have on your roster. I think it's hard to look at it that way. And then, you know, I see what the Jets did. Like, normally the Jets can't pick anybody who's worth, who's any good. So normally most of their first round picks fail, and then they actually hit on two first round picks, and so they got rid of them. So, like, I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. They're going to have five first round picks to screw up. So congratulations to the New York Jets. That's going to be exciting.
Hey, Stick, is Jordan Love the reason this team, the Green Bay Packers, won't win or won't contend for a Super Bowl? Because this dude, he's uber talented, but I mean, some of the bonehead throws that he makes.
It's just, it's wild, right? Because there are times when he just looks like the best quarterback in football. And then there are some decisions, you know, I still think that he is really good. He's still young, right? You know, in the world of quarterbacking. But man, like, there are just times where he is so good. It just is more of a team thing for me. I feel like there are times when I watch them play and I'm like, that's the best team in the NFC. And then all of a sudden they play that game they played against Carolina, or they play a game they played against Cleveland. You're like, what? Like, what's wrong? And so that lack of consistency, that lack of killer instinct when you're playing a team that's inferior to you, that's what bothers me. And that's more than just your quarterback. That's kind of a whole team perspective in my mind.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What do you make of the decision that the Cardinals announced yesterday, going to Jacoby Brissett at quarterback and putting Kyler Murray and $100 million on the bench?
I think it's the right decision. You're just not going to win with Kyler Murray. Sorry, you know, you're going to make SportsCenter highlights. Like, that's a SportsCenter highlight. SportsCenter highlights don't win football games. They win highlight shows. And ultimately, you've got to learn how to play boring. You got to learn how to orchestrate an offense. And, you know, you look at Jacoby Brissett, and I don't think he's the answer. He's certainly not the answer in the future. But you look at Jacoby Brissett, and that offense functions better with him playing quarterback. All of a sudden, Marvin Harrison is, you know, they have found Marvin Harrison again. Their offense is just better. McBride, everybody is better with Jacoby Brissett running the show. And so, you know, I look at that and I think to myself, that's the way it's supposed to look. And he gives you the best opportunity to win. I think the biggest thing that you discovered, the biggest thing that you have found making that move is that, you know, Kyler Murray is no longer in your future. He's no longer part of your plans. And you're going to move on. And I'm not saying that Jacoby Brissett is going to be the future quarterback. He's not. But at least you figured it out, right? At least you're not going to kick the can for another year or two down the road and then go, wow, you know what? We just can't win with a guy who just insists on playing off schedule 60% of the time. NFL games aren't won that way.
Yeah. Last one for me, Stick, and I wanted to get your thought process on the debacle in Cincinnati, one, because of the game itself, but what the players were saying in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati's a train wreck. And so, I mean, it's just a bad organization. And you know, I mean, that's that. I mean, I've always felt like the biggest thing for me is with them is, I mean, we're going to put our quarterback in, you know, shotgun 96% of the time. And, you know, and we're going to limit the run game and like, we're going to rely on throwing the football and that's all we really do. And, you know, we're trying to throw it all over the place. We're going to put our defense in harm's way at all times. I would irritate me as a player. So, they're a mess, and it just doesn't surprise me.
Mark, we appreciate the time, as always. Thank you.
All right, guys. Be well.
Mark Schiller there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Again, the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or on the Odyssey app as well.
Hank,
which is free to download.
Hank just said to us, y'all get to the when y'all get off, head to the airport and let's go to Berlin. Hank, you paying?
Yeah, you got it, Hank.
You got it?
Also, I mean, who's going to get my kids to school tomorrow? You know?
Oh, yeah. It's not that, because my wife would be like, can I go? That's exactly what
or can they come?
I know. That's what my lady was like. Can I come? Can me and the kids come?
Yeah, I don't have a passport. Dang it.
Damn, Andy.
You can go. You go.
I'm not going without you.
I'll hold it down.
Yeah, I'm not going without you.
I would, genuinely, if they're in Germany again, because I think they will be, because that, like, the Falcons, I don't know, they assigned different, right. You know, whatever. I would really love to go. I would love to go to Berlin. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, it's been 30 years since I've been, but it was fun when I was there.
You're allowed?
Huh?
You're allowed?
Yeah, man. All that stuff got worked out.
All right, we're good?
Yeah, all that stuff got worked out. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My passport won't get flagged.
Yeah, no, seriously, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, all this stuff got worked.
Really fun to do a show in Germany. All right, we'll come back. We will answer all of your questions next. All you got to do is call in and get on hold. 404-726-0929, the AMA to wrap the show up after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.